welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Good morning, everybody. It's Jessica. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. This is episode 157. I'm so glad you decided to join me this morning. And if you have recently left a review or shared the show, I just want to personally thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to see the show being spread and to hear your messages of inspiration, and that I get to go along with you on your walks and folding laundry. You guys, I just love it so much. So thank you so much for tuning in. I want to tell you about the show sponsor today, and that is Songfinch. When Songfinch reached out to me, they said, hey, we're a company that writes custom songs for different occasions. And I thought, well, okay, tell me more. You guys, I had the best experience with Songfinch. Basically, what I do is you go to their website, you choose the style of song you want, the purpose of the song. So you can write a song for your husband or your parents or your kids, or a special memory. You can have a family theme song, anything you want. So then what you do on their website is you give them some notes. So I wanted to write a song for my three boys. And so I wrote notes about them. I wrote why I love being their mom. I wrote individual things about each child. I kind of put in some keywords that I thought were meaningful to our family. Then I chose if I wanted a male or female singer. I got to select the style of song. And then I sent it off. And they promised me in 7 days that I would have a custom song ready. Well, guess what? Not only did it take less than 7 days, but when I played that song, I opened it actually when I was just heading out the door on the way to run some errands. So I'm sitting in my car. I click on the link. Tears. Immediately. You guys, it is the most special song, and I'm going to play it for you right now, just part of it. And if you want to hear the whole thing, you can go to my website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. I'm going to play just the beginning of it. Love it so much. And so I think you should go to songfinch.com, check it out, get a custom song made. I mean, wouldn't this be a fabulous gift, especially for people that kind of have everything? They don't need tangible things. Give a gift of song for Christmas, for Father's Day, for birthdays, anniversaries. I mean, the list goes on and on. Let me play for you my song. And this is about my three sons, Parker, Austin, and Jackson. And I hope you love my new song by Songfinch. Isn't that the best? You guys, I tear up every single time. So if you're looking for a unique gift to give somebody, go to songfinch.com and order a song for the person that you love today. Like I said, it can be for anybody in your life, for any occasion. This is just one style that they offer. They have professional musicians. None of these are template songs. They're all made specially for you. So go make somebody's day and check out songfinch.com. So thank you so much, Songfinch, for sponsoring the show today. I have a wonderful, wonderful episode for you today. We're checking in with Savannah Tate. You might remember her from last fall. She was on talking about how her son Hayes had just overcome cancer. And very sadly, a few months later, he passed away. And so today I expect it to be somewhat of a hard episode, but also I want to really highlight how Savannah and the rest of her family have really continued to put one foot in front of the other to just continue living in Hayes's memory. So I'll ask her our rapid fire questions as well, but most importantly, we want to just reach out and see how the Tates are doing. So let's get to it with Savannah Tate. All right, we want to welcome back Savannah to the show. Hi, Savannah.
Hi.
How are you?
You know, I'm doing as good as you can be.
Yeah. Well, I have already brought the listeners up to speed when I heard the devastating news of your loss of Sweet Hayes several months ago. I was just devastated for you, Savannah. And so I want to personally tell you how sorry I am for that loss.
Thank you so much. You know, it was really hard.
I'm sure.
But I feel a sense of gratitude through it all because I got to know my child at all.
Mm.
And so I feel really blessed throughout the whole situation.
Wow.
I miss him, but yeah. I feel really lucky.
Wow. Well, that's really saying something. And to only be a few months out and already have that come to that place of appreciation instead of just straight up grief. I'm sure it's all mixed together. And I'd love for you to speak to that because we've had lots of people on the show who have gone through different losses in their life. And one thing that's kind of consistent is kind of that mix of emotions that you don't know until you've been through that. Can you kind of put words to that?
Yeah, I have days where I'm absolutely devastated and can't get out of bed.
Mm.
I mean, that's exactly how you picture grief. That's how it is for me sometimes. But I also have learned to love those moments because it's the moments I feel him the most.
Mm.
So I feel I actually appreciate feeling sad because I look at it as my heart's way of reminding me how much I love him.
Mm.
And so it's like those moments are his moments. For me.
Wow.
But I also have moments where I'm totally okay, and which doesn't make sense because I've just lost a child, but I also, you know, I have a sense that he's okay.
Hmm.
And that he's out of pain now. So there's also moments like that where I'm okay. And then there's moments where I'm so mad and so angry about it, and which is also totally normal. I think it's just I call it, like, there's just waves of emotion. You're just, like, in the middle of the ocean, and you have moments where it's really calm, but then moments where it's just, like, a storm of emotions. And I just take each one of those emotions and embrace them because that's my heart reminding me how much I love them.
How have you learned to do that so well? I mean, that's remarkable to me because sometimes I've heard that people feel guilty when they start feeling happy again and feel joy and feel
totally.
Okay because it's like, well, that means I'm moving on and that's certainly not okay. And so how have you kind of come to that place where you're okay with being okay sometimes?
Right. Well, I mean, it helps that I have other kids because
mm-hmm.
I can't completely crawl into a hole and disappear because they need me too. And so I can't completely get lost in this, but I have to remind myself that he has become the forefront of my mind. Like, my whole purpose in life now is Hayes and, you know, living for Hayes and living, you know, with his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't be completely lost when I have him with me all the time. I almost think about him more than I do anyone else. And so because of that, I'm like, well, I haven't moved on. Like, he is here.
Mm.
He's like, he has completely changed me. And so there's no guilt with that. There are moments where I feel guilty for caring about things that don't matter. But then I remember, you know, my whole life is dedicated to him. So he understands and he's okay. It's really my emotions, like my logical side feeling guilty.
Absolutely.
And there's just no making sense of that.
Yeah, so. No, there certainly isn't. I think you're doing a remarkable job. And how are your other kids doing?
You know, they're doing pretty good. They It's hard. I think that's hard for me as a mom because sometimes I feel like they should, weirdly enough, like I don't hold them to the same standards as me because I'm like, why aren't you more sad now? Like, have you moved on? Like, they'll be doing fine. And I'll ask them, like, do you miss Hayes? And they're like, sort of, but I'm okay. You know? So
interesting.
I'm like, why? What is wrong with you? You know?
Right.
But I know they miss him, but they also have like more faith in him than even I understand. So for them, it's like, well, yeah, everything's fine. We're going to see him again. And for me, I'm like, I have to remind myself of that. To them, it's just a fact. For me, it's like, okay, just keep reminding yourself that you will see him again. You know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's so much we can learn from that, from our kids. But I understand,
totally.
Too, the like, well, come on, you've got to miss them a little more than you're saying. And because
yeah,
we do. So
exactly.
I understand that. Wow. And so,
but
what,
luckily, I have them in starting therapy in a few weeks. So I'm really excited for that because it's like, if there's something underlying that I can't help, then someone who's an expert on this will be able to help them. So
sure.
Something won't come out in like 20 years. Like, mom, you didn't help me through this time. So I'm not an expert on this. So I'm going to rely on the experts to help me. So.
I think that is so, so smart. I put out an episode called Why I Go to Therapy. And it really has been so helpful. You don't have to have undergone something really traumatic to benefit from therapy. But especially in your case, I mean, that has to be so, so helpful just to kind of navigate those waters where there's no instruction manual. So you can rely on some experts.
Right.
That's smart. And so what have you been working on lately? I know that you've created a foundation. And what are the things that you're really doing in your life day to day that are striving to honor Hayes in his life?
Well, you know, I went back to D.C. in May for the foundation, and I went and talked to legislators and I talked to Congress and pushed for more funding for childhood cancer research. And just last week, they were able to pass a bill that requires pharmaceutical companies to research childhood cancer drugs, which is huge.
Wow.
So I feel like that right there is just like, okay, that's one thing.
Because that
just seems like a huge thing that I never thought would be accomplished. And still, there's more that needs to be done. But it's just like these little steps are ways for me to honor Hayes, even though he can't personally be affected by the research. He wants it. He wants it. So I'm pushing it.
I love
it. And then, like I said, we started the foundation, and it's like become everything to me. It's my baby, and I'm doing, the whole month of September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, so we're calling it our More Than 4 Month because the government gives less than 4% to childhood cancer research.
Mm.
So we call it our More Than 4 Month, and we're starting off the month on September 1st with a big benefit concert, and then ending the month with something called the Dream Ball, and it's going to be like this gala to honor these 11 local kids here in Utah who are battling cancer, and we make their dreams come true. So it's just something that will lift other families up who are going through what I've been through, and it's a way for us to heal. So
wow, that must be so amazing to pour yourself into something so positive. And like you said, Hayes may not be able to benefit from these breakthroughs, but this research and these funds, it's like his legs, right? And he's just propelling that forward so that others can benefit. And I'm sure I've seen pictures of you meeting with other families and things that have gone through what you've been through. And that just has to be so meaningful.
It really is. And I just have so much love for these kids.
I'm sure.
So because of that, there's no way I can stop.
Wow.
There's no way I can just ignore that calling that I now have. And so I just feel like a greater purpose in all of this.
Amazing. So where can people find
and
out more?
Pushing it.
Yeah. Where can people find out more about the foundation if they want to get involved?
So on our website, it's hayestough.org.
Okay.
There's an events page, and you can read up all about the events and what we're doing and how we're raising the money. And we're going to have an auction and lots of cool things. And we have lofty goals, but, you know, I feel like they're justified, so we're pushing for it.
I love it. That is a great way to spend your time right now. That is amazing, and I can't wait to see what comes of it. So, so amazing. Well, I did something recently, Savannah. I had a song written for my kids. So there's this company called Songfinch, and you like send them some details about your family or your kids or whoever, and you can select like the style of song and the vocalist and things, and they create this custom song for you. And so what I wanted to do for you is I wanted to give you one of those songs, and you can choose if you want to do it just for Hayes or for your whole family, whatever you want to do.
My gosh.
And I would love to have you.
That's the coolest thing.
And I want to reveal the song to you at the end of this episode, but they need to write it first. And so I'm going to have you come back on with me at the end of the week just for like a couple minutes to hear the song so we can like air it live. Would that be okay?
Yes, that is the coolest thing ever.
It was such a great experience for me, so I can only imagine. Like, but I love this idea of like a family anthem. I just, yes, so exciting. So I'd like to,
so
to give
cool.
that to you, Savannah.
Thank you. That is like the sweetest gift. Oh. I've never even heard of that.
I know.
It's like so beautiful.
I hope you're happy with it. I had the best experience. So I'll give you all the details later. But for now,
okay.
I want to jump into our rapid fire questions with some more fun, lighthearted things of what's going on with you lately. So you ready for some questions?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So first question, what books or podcasts have you listened to lately that have resonated with you? Do you have any time for that?
Well, you know, I feel kind of bad saying what my favorite podcasts are right now. I love like really inspiring ones like yours, and you know, those are like not guilty pleasures. Those are like justifiable, but then
okay.
I have like
okay.
the guilty pleasure of like loving the Up and Vanished series. Like
oh.
I'm obsessed with that.
I have not listened,
and,
but I need to.
Well, it's a murder mystery, like missing person, it's a true story.
Wow.
And so this guy goes back and investigates a missing person cold case, and it is like I couldn't stop listening to it, and I just finished it this last week, and I'm sure my kids are glad that they have their mom back. I was able to actually get laundry done.
Right. You're like happy. I know I've been listening to new podcasts on walks and stuff. So I just keep walking though. It keeps me actually going because I'm like,
awesome.
I don't want to stop. I know. Okay. Up and Vanished. Awesome. Okay. Tell me a go-to meal for your family.
Good question. It's funny how like cooking is my worst nightmare, but I'm not terrible at it. I just hate planning meals.
I know.
But probably like, just like a pasta. I love getting Italian sausage and, you know, marinara and noodles. Easy.
Easy. Delicious. What is your favorite treat to snack on?
Oh, my goodness. I love peanut butter M&M's. Like,
so good.
Really too much. Yeah.
so good. Okay. I don't know if this ever happens to you, but let's pretend you get in the car. You have no kids. You have no agenda. Where do you go?
Target. No question.
This is literally the answer everybody says.
Really?
Yes, everybody.
That is hilarious.
Yes.
For some reason, it's just like the most therapeutic place. Like you're just walking around and even if you have nothing to buy, it's the best.
Yes, because I think because they have everything there. So it's like, oh, you need to pick up some cereal, but then you can also look at clothes
totally.
And Target.
Totally.
Love it.
That is hilarious.
Everybody says Target. Okay. What is your most embarrassing mom moment? Do you have one?
Well, I mean, like, I think everyone has that experience of, like, your kid going to school and, like, insisting on wearing a certain outfit.
Yeah.
And you're not in the mood to just, like, fight it. You're like, okay, whatever. So, like, my 5-year-old shows up to school in, like, rain boots and his older brother's sweatshirt and shorts. And he just looks like a lost child. You know, there's worse things in life, that's for sure.
Right.
But, I mean, those are, like, the small things. I don't know. I'm sure I have a huge one. My husband gets embarrassed by things I do all the time, so I'm sure there's more, but right now, that's the one I can think of.
That's too good. That's awesome. Is there something that you always find yourself telling your mom friends? Do you have, like, one piece of advice or something that you're always telling them?
I think the Hayes situation has changed me completely. So I try and remind them that, you know, when they're angry about being up all night with their kid or they're mad because their kid won't eat their food, it's like, you know, it's really, like, not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And at least you have your child, and at least your child is healthy, and, you know, you have to look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And realize that some of those things that you stress out about are not that big of a deal. Sure. And it helps you enjoy motherhood a lot more, I think, if you look at it like that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, you're a really cute dresser, so I'm curious, where are your favorite places to shop for yourself?
Well, that's nice of you. I said Target. I love Target. Mm-hmm. I do actually buy quite a bit there. I also like, my go-to jeans store is Express, because I think they just fit so good.
That's so random. I haven't been in Express in years, but I didn't know.
I know. Well, I don't go into Express. I don't go into store.
So okay.
A key part of it.
I shop online. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I buy, like, the high-waisted jeans.
Nice.
Long jeans. Those are, like, my go-tos. And then I shop a lot at Forever 21, honestly, which is weird because I'm 34 years old. But they have a lot of cute, stylish things, and they last a season, which is about how long things stay in style anyway.
So yeah. Perfect.
That's my go-to.
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah. So what cheers you up when life has you down?
I love going outside and just sitting on a bench in the shade, drinking a Coke Zero, and just, like, feeling the breeze. I don't know, just taking time for myself for a second. Mm-hmm. I love doing that.
Yeah.
That's, like, my favorite thing.
That's wonderful.
Whenever I need to decompress from my children, that's usually what I do.
Exactly. Oftentimes we find ourselves sending kids outside so we can stay inside, but really, maybe they should be playing inside and we go feel the breeze and take in the new air. Yeah.
No kidding.
Exactly.
No kidding.
Okay, and last question. What is an extraordinary mom to you?
I think an extraordinary mom is someone who allows herself to feel and to embrace those moments of emotion and to embrace those moments of that seem simple and small with your children and learning to love. Because it becomes monotonous. Your days become monotonous as a mom, and you have to learn to find joy in small things. And it's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be angry, and it's okay to be happy. All those things. I've just learned to really feel whatever it is that I'm going to feel and be okay with that.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, an extraordinary mom isn't somebody that's always, you know, at their A game, right? It's about being real.
Right.
And yeah, that's life.
And that's exactly what as authentic as you can be, just be you, because it's stressful trying to be perfect and trying to live up to these standards you've set for yourself, when it's just like, you know what, your kids just want you there, you present, and even if you're getting mad every once in a while, that's okay. That's real.
Right.
Real.
You have my heart, and I just continue to pray for your family, and just am so inspired by the life that you're living and the way that you're carrying on with Hayes, not after Hayes, but with him. So I will have you back on at the end of the week to reveal your song. So that will be in this episode. And I'm really excited. This will be fun.
Hey, I am so excited.
Thanks for coming back on.
I'm so excited. Yes, thank you.
All right. Oh, and welcome back, Savannah. It's a few days later. Hey, Savannah.
Hi.
How's your week been going?
You know, it's been going good. It's hot and sweaty and the kids are bored, but, you know, summer's almost over and we're going to miss it.
So I know.
I'm just trying to hang in there.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I'm really excited to reveal the song Finch song that they wrote for you. They entitled it Angel Haze, and I have to be honest, I've listened to it, and I was on my walk this morning, and I started playing it, and my eyes just welled with tears, and it's just so special. So I hope that you love it as much as I do. So I'm just going to go ahead and play it, okay?
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Baby boy, watching the world through bright blue eyes. A smile so sweet, it could light up the darkest night. Just 20 months, of precious life was all he had. He held him close until his final breath. Our sweet angel Hayes His pure light will guide us to those who need it. Now he lives on in us all. Our sweet angel Hayes, he fought brave and strong, and though our time was not enough, he taught us to be. Hayes tough. Our sweet angel Hayes. A baby boy watching over us with bright blue eyes.
Angel Hayes.
Oh, that was so perfect. Oh. Like, it was him. That was like, I can't even believe how good that turned out.
Isn't that amazing? And yeah, they just, they did it in a couple days, and based upon the comments you sent them about what was personal and special to you to remember about Hayes and honoring him. I hope you can play that.
The thing I love about it is that they made it their own in a weird way. Like, they made it really beautiful and took exactly what I said and just made it beautiful. It was, wow. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you. I'll send that song to you so that you have it for always, for your own use, and so you can enjoy that and remember your sweet baby.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show and updating us on your life, Savannah. It's been so great catching up with you, and I know everyone will be glad to hear
how well you're doing.
So good. Well, have a great day, Savannah. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
You too.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All right.
Bye. I'm so glad we could work with Songfinch and give that song to Savannah. So if you want a song of your own, head over to songfinch.com, and they can write you a special song as well. If you want to see a picture of Savannah and her family, you can go over to extraordinarymomspodcast.com. You can also find other episodes, other show notes, and you can listen to the episodes as well on that website if you're interested in doing that. You can follow me on Instagram at jessicadahlquist3 or on Facebook at Extraordinary Moms Podcast. Just thanks so much for tuning in. This was a really special episode for me, and I'm so glad we could catch up and see how well she's doing since the last time we spoke. Next week, I have an awesome episode for you. It's with Shannon Tripp. Shannon actually is somebody that I've been following online and just really admiring from afar. And from the second we started talking, I knew that I wanted her in my mom tribe. We just see eye to eye on our philosophy on motherhood, our appreciation of motherhood. And she's a mom of three girls. I'm a mom of three boys, but that's not what matters. What matters is how much we love our kids. And she talks about mom guilt, about being a working mom, and talking about enjoying the moments. So thanks so much for tuning in today. And I hope that you'll subscribe and tune in next week for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Have a great day.